Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, it is the 21st day of March 2010. We're going to your phone calls. Then I'm going to go through Reuters fact box, details of final U.S. healthcare plan. This is a whitewash, but it still gives you an idea of how bad this legislation is. I'm going to go over this piece by piece and then get into what the nanny state is going to be like. We already know from Europe. But right now, let's go to your phone calls. Todd in Georgia, you're on the air.
What's going on, man?
Worldwide transmission.
Well, basically, about 20 minutes ago, I just called up the White House myself, and Secret Service answered, and I informed them that there were our United States government was engaging in illegal activities, and I kind of pressed her conscience and said, you know, you as a U.S. citizen, you know, should do whatever. But how, for me, honestly, it's like give me liberty or give me death. You know, I don't want to see the country die. I don't want my freedoms to go away because what is life if it's not free? So what do you envision if they take over every single front and surround us strategically to where we're kind of entrapped by their commands and everything like that, and they totally enslave us? What should we do? Should we literally fight? I mean, if the info war does not suffice, or what is your personal opinion?
Well, number one, and I appreciate your call, Todd, every time the population gets involved with the global carbon tax in Copenhagen, we shot it down. Now they're coming back trying to implement by stealth. We got to fight again. We've been beating so much of the things they've tried to implement. We have to continue and get even more involved and take that anger to the streets, take it to the state house, take it to the city council. If the people get involved, there's no way they're going to get away with this. The system wants to drive us into violence. That's why they prepared the military and police for it. We need to try to avert that. The Pentagon says that 90% of war is now psychological. We have to get out there with the truth that trumps their lies and use this attack on freedom as a wake-up call for people. William in Pennsylvania, you're on the air.
Oh, hi, Alex.
Hi.
Hi. I'm outraged by this healthcare bill. It's ridiculous. It's un-American. You know, it's un-American.
It's slavery.
Slavery. You had David Durkin on CNN saying this is going to be Obama's legacy. I'm like, legacy. Yeah, Hitler had legacy. Stalin had legacy. You know, had legacy. I mean, is this really what? He goes, I know it's not going to be shot that.
Well, by doing that, they're even blaming it on Obama, like he did it when he's just a corporate guy reading off a teleprompter. So they put presidents in, build them up, destroy them. Once they're out of office, rehabilitate them. Instead of looking at Obama, we should think about the big banks that own the insurance companies that ram this through.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I agree.
Well, I appreciate your call. In fact, I want to talk about Dennis Kucinich. Writing a note on that. Let's take another call. Let's talk to John in Texas. You're on the air.
Yes, how you doing?
Good, sir.
I just got a real quick comment and a real quick question. I've never really been involved in politics. I'm a truck driver, just an average American. It just really ticked off. And, you know, I just talk on behalf of thousands of us out there, you know, that are feeling this. You know, just it's hard to listen to what's going on in the country now. And the question I have is, how in the hell did we get to this? It just boggles my mind how we could get to this place in our country. And one other thing is that you haven't touched on is the apathy of these kids nowadays. I mean, I try to tell my own kids and you know, neighbors about what's going on in this country. It falls on deaf ears. And that's all I have to say, and I hope you can comment on that.
John, I appreciate the call. Answer those questions. Those are important questions straight ahead. Back in 60 seconds, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv. The InfoWar continues.
Remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Okay, we're going to be taking your phone calls at 888-201-2244 on this live Sunday edition. Democrats along party lines, no Republicans voting for it, set to vote for a takeover of 1/6 to 1/7 of the economy. Those are conservative estimates. Some estimates are at 21% or more than 1/5. Remember, they've taken over the auto industry, the global greenhouse gas tax emission taxes, selectively enforced against factories, coal plants, home inspections. The Senate won't pass that bill, so Obama says he's going to have the EPA do it. That's a takeover. The hate bills, further federalizing local police in the states. The takeover of the internet with cybersecurity. I want to get into some of that, but the point is, this is a total takeover, because the real way to make money and have power is to be a big corporation and come in and pay off the government to pass laws to make you buy their insurance. And that's why insurance company stocks are way up. They wrote this stinking thing. And remember, a few months ago, Dennis Kucinich of Ohio, chairman of the DNC, Howard Dean, said, this is a ripoff. This is a scam. This cuts Medicare and Medicaid. This waters down care. This gives liability protection to insurance companies. This lets the government run health care. They're real socialists, at least they were on the surface. If we're going to rob from people, let's at least give the poor some health care. No, 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 no. You get cruddy health care that nobody accepts with the free health care, and then everybody else pays a huge tax on increased premiums and tax money into the system. And it doesn't kick in for 3 years, the first part, fully 5 years. So they steal hundreds of billions of dollars a year. Well, it's well over $1 trillion the next five. They steal $1 trillion, and then they'll change it by then, and you'll never even get it. This is just a new tax increase for the offshore banks. The $28 trillion they've stolen the last year and a half isn't enough. It's not $787 billion. Pull up AP, pull up Bloomberg, pull up the congressional clips. It was $23.7 trillion 6 months ago, $28 trillion 2 months ago. We don't even know what it is now, well over $30 trillion. Now, how did we get to this point is a question a lot of people ask. We became decadent. We put up with the Patriot Act violating the Constitution and torture violating the Constitution and illegal wars not declared by Congress. And we put up with police merging with the military. We put up with the federal government in 800 cities legalizing illegal aliens by fiat with sanctuary cities. The Republicans told us we had to get rid of the Bill of Rights and Constitution to protect us from terrorists. Now Obama continues that. Once you start violating the Bill of Rights and Constitution, the sky is the limit. This is slow incremental slavery, though. Notice this phases in over the next 5 years. Slowly they put the chains on. Quietly they sneak up and bound you in the night. But now Dennis Kucinich paid off on an Air Force One ride, promised all this power, promised White House positions. Howard Dean threatened with an ouster, they all flip. The so-called pro-life Democrats, they flip with a fake executive order that hasn't even been signed and congressionally can't block the law. Now you'll pay for abortion. Every promise twisted. And people ask, well, why don't young people care? Why aren't they more upset? Why aren't they concerned about going into bondage? They haven't lived in reality. They live in your house. You pay for everything. They play video games 2-3 hours a day, 4.5 hours of TV. They're not living in the real world. They don't see themselves as active participants in a free republic. They see themselves as jellyfish. And that's why the system's moving with bondage against us now. That's how we got to this point. But meanwhile, you've got polls on average of over 70% against this legislation, but still they do it. Gallup polls over 91% against open borders and amnesty. 87% of Hispanics against it. They don't care. They're going to legalize illegal aliens next. Bring in unlimited numbers to further bankrupt the states so the banks get the country more in debt. This is a wrecking crew. This is a system where they are engaged in conquest financially. This is the banks that wrote this and did this. Now, I want to take a few calls, and then I'm going to get into Reuters. They have Fact Box, details of final U.S. health care bill. And I've read much of the bill. This is like the fifth version, this final one they made public yesterday. And this is all accurate, and it's actually worse than even what they say here. I'm going to go over some provisions we haven't covered yet. Key information coming up. Tom in Florida, you're on the air worldwide.
Hi, Alex. Great coverage and analysis. Well, this bill is an absolute outrage, to be sure. And it seems like these banks are just keep bringing us one disaster after another. My feeling about this is that in addition to the commerce laws over that the states might be able to use over against this, over like, you know, this is racketeering, pure and simple, over like, you know, so is it possible to use anti-racketeering laws as a way
yes,
to
yes, but the U.S. attorneys are controlled by Obama. And remember, Bush, George W. wouldn't go after Clinton for all of his treason. Remember all that, the Chinese generals in the White House, the sellouts, the drug dealing, and then Obama wouldn't go after Bush. So you watch. No, that's the problem. We've got to have state attorney generals go for criminal charges, which is constitutional. We've got to have state grand juries do this. If we're going to have criminal charges, it's got to come from the states. And look, these Congress people are not exempt. They are not above the law. I mean, what last count, more than half of Congress doesn't pay taxes or are behind on their taxes. I saw a report where 50-something thousand government employees just in Treasury and one other agency aren't paying taxes. A decade ago it started, but last year they changed more laws where most of the IRS investigators are on blue collar, not the rich people not paying taxes. I saw a Sacramento Bee article where they sent two uniformed IRS agents to scream at and threaten a car wash owner over 4 cents of unpaid taxes. They got them chasing 4 cents, so the bankers offshore with all – the Federal Reserve won't say where the trillions are they stole. My film Fall of the Republic has clip after clip of Bernanke and Geithner and all of these crooks, and they are crooks. Ron Paul agrees they should be criminally charged. State grand juries need to go after them. They are crooks by any measure. And they won't say where trillions of dollars went. People ask why this is happening. Tom, it's happening because they've already gotten away with bloody murder. And once you've committed 1,000 crimes, why not commit 1,000,000 more? Why not go all the way, Tom?
Yeah, Alex, you know, the Constitution is really clear over about what constitutes treason. My question for you, does not anybody get in trouble for treason anymore?
No, that's the problem. I mean, it's like Rick Perry went to Bilderberg Group meeting and announced it to the Dallas Morning News when Hillary Clinton had to pay a $300,000 fine back in the mid-90s for going. It violates the stinking Logan Act. Obama committed high treason. It's in Fall of the Republic. When he became the head of the UN Security Council. I mean, no president, he swore an oath to them and became the chief officer of the only body in the UN that has power. This is all done. They set the precedents to get away with it. They know what they're doing. They're dragging us into hell.
Well,
go ahead.
I think we're like, somehow or another, we're like, you know, the states have got to step up. I mean, you know, this is the only place where we have a chance for control over it. And that, you know, if the state attorney generals and the courts are that corrupt, then what's next?
I hear you. Well, look, the 38 attorney generals, including the attorney general of Texas, are going to go after them in federal court under the Commerce Clause. That isn't enough. We need the states in open resistance to the criminal feds. Dave in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, congratulations on getting rich off 9/11. Now you're in a position to worry about the health care and how it's going to affect your business.
We got bigger issues to deal with, punk. Rich off 9/11. You know, how is it when you're a pro-establishment guy, you can get $10 million a year to read off a teleprompter like Glenn Beck or, you know the ABC old anchor who died of lung cancer, Peter Jennings. But I can't make my films, write my books, cover my material. By the way, we're going to get into 9/11 just for you coming up at the very end of the show. Associated Press, Raw Story, White House secret document ordering the 9/11 Commission to not investigate the attacks, and 6 of the 10 saying that a criminal cover-up took place by the Pentagon. You understand, we've been lied to about 9/11, and as a citizen, it is my right to sit here and question 9/11, and it's my right to make films and engage in commerce. You may think like Obama that we're all supposed to be a bunch of communists, but I'm going to continue to fund my operation and expand to defend liberty, and I know you hate it, punk.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a Fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
Jim Newcomer with Midas Resources, talking today about change. Not the change we were promised by President Obama, but the reality that we must face in these changing economic times. With our national debt currently exceeding $12.5 trillion and our unfunded liabilities totaling over $107 trillion, the value of the U.S. dollar continues its slide into oblivion. There's still time to ensure your financial security with precious metals, but you need to act today. Call me, Jim Newcomer, at 800-686-2237, extension 104, and we can explore how Midas Resources can help you secure your financial future. With our government continuing to find new ways to spend our money at the expense of our children and grandchildren, there's still time to acquire a true hedge against inflation with precious metals. Call me, Jim Newcomer, at 800-686-2237, extension 104, and we'll discuss how you can take physical possession or convert your IRA into precious metals before it's too late. 800-686-2237, extension 104, and make the commitment today to retain the security you worked a lifetime to establish.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one, because everything you need at Military Surplus is at mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com, one of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to mainmilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99, complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish at M
10 gas masks are 3 for $30, and Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MaineMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E Military.com, or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MaineMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
You're listening to GCS, Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Get up! Stand up! Escape from the prison planet! All right, I want to go back to your calls at 888-201-2244 here in a moment, but let me just go through Reuters. Just some of the points. They have more than 30 here of what is in the bill. And you can go to Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. We have links to the bill that they just finally made public yesterday. And it's worse than the previous four versions. This is the fifth major version. The legislation would require substantial insurance market reforms that would bar insurers from excluding people from pre-existing medical conditions and prevent them from arbitrarily dropping policyholders. So somebody can get unlimited health care for something that's totally incurable, and they'll just raise everybody else's prices for their cost. Total discrimination against people who've made good life changes. I saw some woman in the news last week who has a goal of weighing 1,000 pounds. She's up to 500 plus pounds, and she's on all this welfare. You're going to pay for her. Her goal is to be 1,000 pounds. The Senate bill requires insurers to spend at least 85 cents of every premium dollar on medical care in a small group. But what about the taxes and regulation? Individuals will be required to obtain health insurance. Those who fail to obtain coverage would face fines up to 2.5% of income by 2016, regardless of who you are. Firms with more than 50 workers who do not have medical coverage would face $2,000 per full-time employee fines. Federal subsidies would be provided to help people with incomes up to 400% of the poverty level purchase coverage on the exchange. So the government's going to send you supposedly a paycheck, they claim. Kind of like Obama was going to help you with your mortgage with all that money, and then literally no one gets the money. The banks get it. Proposed changes would sweeten those subsidies for lower-income people, so it's not really even free health care. There's no such thing as a free lunch. The Senate bill included a 40%, and the way I read it, it's over 50, excise tax on high-cost health insurance plans. The proposed changes would delay implementation of the tax until 2018. The tax would kick in on plans costing $10,200 for individuals. But, of course, then the unions are all exempt from this, discriminatory. The bill calls for raising the payroll taxes for Medicare, so that'll be more tax money out of your paycheck, but you'll never even get this free health care. Now they're saying until 2018. I was saying 2015, excuse me. The bill calls for raising the payroll taxes for Medicare, the government health insurance plan for elderly and disabled. The bill will impose fees on medical device manufacturers, insurance providers, and brand-name pharmaceuticals. The proposed changes would delay implementation of those fees, so that's all a whitewash, but any of those new taxes will just be passed on to you. It also puts, which will raise the overall cost of health care, duh. It also puts a 10% tax on indoor tanning services that use ultraviolet light, lamps, goes into effect July 1st. So that happens right away. And it goes on and on and on and on and on. Just a total boondoggle, fraudulent scam. You're not going to get free health care. The only people that are going to get that are illegal aliens because the cities have deals with the hospitals to pay for it in tax money. They get everything. I had my finger chopped off 5-6 years ago, went down to the city hospital on a Sunday, and the illegals were all just going right in. I had full insurance. They made me wait 30 minutes while they checked my insurance, Blue Cross Blue Shield of Minnesota, because I got a paycheck from Genesis Communications. That's where I get my insurance, and from this radio network. And I had to throw a fit with my hand, with my finger dangling my skin, and say, look, I have insurance. Get the doctor in here, reattach it. I'm not a doctor, but I know this finger has to be reattached or I'm going to lose my finger. There were illegals with stomach aches and stuff just being run straight in there as fast as they could get them in. What's the city hospital off 35th Street downtown? Yeah, Brackenridge. That's where I was. Oh, my God. And then the IRS gets to garnish your wages and grab your money and put extra taxes on you and all these new IRS employees. I mean, it's a complete nightmare. All right, I want to get into the nanny state and what it's going to be like living under these people and how the government's grabbing control of every sector of the economy, not just healthcare coming up. But let's go back to your calls. Mark in Minnesota, you're on the air.
Hello, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, I think one of the reasons why they're trying to push this through so hard and so fast is they have to do it before they bankrupt the American people so they can keep them on their pharmaceutical drugs and their psychotropics.
Otherwise, well, that's what they do. That's what they do. Let me pull up the term in the what's the term they use? Comparative medicine. And that's exactly what Europe does. You go in with cancer, they give you Prozac. You go in with a heart attack, they give you some drugs, not surgery. And you don't get these tests for cancer. Absolutely.
Because their minds might start to clear up if they go off these things.
Well, that's why there's all sorts of tax money going to the drug makers. They won't lower the price. Americans pay three times on average more than other nations for drugs because we're known as the schmucks of the planet. We're known as the milk cow of the planet to be raped and robbed and looted. And so, absolutely, they're not going to cut the drug costs. They're just going to take tax money and pay it to the drug company, take from the haves, and then give the poison drugs to the have-nots. Anything else, Mark?
Well, Alex, I'm 54 years old, and I haven't had health insurance for 25 years, and I haven't been to a doctor for 20 years, so, and I'm doing just fine. So
I hear you, Mark. What is it, 300-and-something thousand people die every year from bad drug interactions, over 200,000 from hospital infections? There are a lot of problems with our health care system, ladies and gentlemen, a lot of problems. But it's been the best in the world, and government getting involved is what's ruined it, and it's only going to get worse. But that's common sense. That's why 70%+ of Americans are against it. But this criminal, lawless government doesn't care. They know it's unconstitutional. They know it's an overthrow of the republic. They know it's illegal. But they want to run your life. They want you dependent on them. Mark, thanks for the call. Q in North Carolina, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, how's it going? Thanks for waking me up back in 2003.
Your phone's breaking up. Make a quick point.
I
got to let you go. Sorry, Q. Let's talk to Chuck in North Carolina. Chuck, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. How you doing?
Good.
I got two quick things for you, a petition and a question. My petition is that you please release one or both of the new films before the Tea Parties. That way we can get them out there to the Tea Partiers.
I'm releasing Police State 4, Rise of FEMA, and Invisible Empire as fast as I can, April 15th and April 21st.
Very good. I got one more question for you. How does brave love of constitutional knowledge sound?
Say that again.
Brave love of constitutional knowledge. And the acronym or whatever you call it would be BLOCK. As in block parties to block the coffee and the tea parties.
Listen, I appreciate your call. We're going to have the American people, if we want to fix this, stop only caring about football and cosmetics and American Idol and start learning about what big government does in every case in history. In every case of history, corrupt interests create a big government to rob people. A government big enough to give you everything you want is big enough to take everything you've got. And in every case, that's what happens. Cut the government so it can't rape us. We'll be back. Stay with us.
Lose 1 to 2 pounds a day the healthy way and keep it off with the help of the entire Real HCG diet. With an average weight loss of 1.5 to 2 pounds a day, you can be in that bikini or swimming suit in no time. You've heard of people spending over $700 for this exact same diet at doctor's offices? Now you can start the entire HCG diet for under $100. YourHCG.com is the largest HCG reseller in the entire country, and we want to help you. We have helped thousands of people shed unwanted weight, so call YourHCG.com today. No prescription required. No doctor visit required. No painful injections. With every purchase, we'll provide you with everything you need, including your supply of HCG, unlimited one-on-one phone and email support from one of our amazing health coaches, in addition to a large list of menus, diets, and much more. Visit www.yourhcg.com or call us at 877-748-2709 to order your HCG today. Again, that's 877-748-2709 at yourhcg.com. We love you.
Did you know there is a growing number of researchers who agree that 90% of all disease begins in the colon? Did you know that 80% of all Americans suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? If allowed, our bodies are capable of healing themselves. The key to optimal health is not only what we eat, but also a healthy digestive system and a strong immune system. At Freshwater Organics, we offer FPP, a daily organic supplement that helps eliminate parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, has been used worldwide for thousands of uses and is now available from Freshwater Organics. In addition, we offer an entire line of products to help cleanse waste and toxins, strengthen your immune system, and improve your overall well-being. Make FreshwaterOrganics.com your first stop for organic and natural supplements at the best prices. Visit FreshwaterOrganics.com. Again, that's FreshwaterOrganics.com, or request your free catalog by mail by calling 888-949-3570.
Hello, at OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
I have about 15 wild food guides on my bookshelf, which left me wondering if I even needed another book. Boy, was I wrong. My knowledge exploded to an entire universe of wild foods.
In olden days, it was the norm to know which plants are edible and which are not.
Dear Linda, just wanted to let you know I received your book today.
Wow, I watched the DVD last night. I was awestruck. What wonderful work you have done. This information can bless many people. Thank you. Again.
Thanks again.
Your book has given me the most hope and inspiration. Thank you.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
A revolution in smoking is underway. A revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from 4 levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy 8 flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard round the world.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
The interests running this nation and the rest of the planet want control of your life. They want you on psychotropic drugs, in the mental institutions, or in the psychiatric system. They want you on welfare. They want to use misdemeanors to bar your Second Amendment. A total control grid, nanny state, is going into place. This unconstitutional, illegal takeover of health care is only the beginning. And they're set to vote on it tonight, or at the latest, tomorrow. They're bold. They're criminal. But the good news is they tried to pass it without a House vote, which is absolutely illegal. They backed off of that, showing that public pressure can deter these criminals. But remember, the Republicans are parties to this. It's not just the unconstitutional health bill. It's all the other things they're doing. Now, I'm going to go to your calls, but callers are all over the map here. I want to hear what you have to say about health care and about the police state. And I'm going to give each caller just a little bit of time because I want to get to the next person. So please, if you ask me how I'm doing, I'm not doing well. The country's going to hell in a handbasket. I love this nation. I have three children and a lovely wife, and we have no future if this tyranny continues. I'm not doing well, if you ask me. Okay? But maybe this is a wake-up call to people. I want to hear what you have to say. The weekday show has about 2 million listeners throughout the show. The weekend Sunday show is not as old. It's been growing. It has over a million. A million people, not counting the hundreds of thousands on the podcast and YouTube and PrisonPlanet.tv, a million people want to hear what you have to say. Let's go to your calls. Ronnie in Texas.
Thank you, sir. Alternative medicine and to support our troops by design, from the start, the Sotero stealth scamology says no to medicinal marijuana by fully forcing down our collectivist throats this big pharma's thugopoly.
Ronnie, I hear you, and I appreciate your call. Obama claimed he was pro-medical marijuana. He's actually been blocking it in the 14 states, violating 10th Amendment and 9th Amendment rights. You want to end the fake drug war, end the government monopoly on drugs. They push deadly pharmaceuticals while going after marijuana, and now they're moving with the McCain bill to restrict vitamins and minerals. Great point. Randy in Texas, go ahead.
Hello, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. Two quick questions and then an observation. Will there be forced vaccination under the preventative measures of the bill, and will there be a federal medical ID card? And the point I wanted to make was that I noticed that they're having an immigration march in Washington today. Coincidence?
I appreciate your call. Let's take it from the last question. The coffee party, we had the idea 2.5 months ago to have a coffee party to wake up the Tea Party to the Republican takeover. The Democrats, with the Obama operative, started the coffee party, and all their rallies have had a few hundred people, and it's illegal aliens. So it's the illegal alien party. And it's disgusting that the government's using this group they brought in as an attack dog against America. That's part of the balkanization, the divide and conquer. Now, going back to your other questions, yes, it gives blanket power to demand through federal medicine, federal control, that you have an RFID chip implanted for medical care. It funds that. And, yes, it pushes for a medical ID and gives the federal government the power to later mandate that. Thank you, Randy in Texas. Great points. Eddie in New Hampshire, you're on the air.
Good afternoon, Alex. I just had a quick question. If the health plan passes and is signed into law, what recourse, if any, will Americans have then?
Well, it's an excellent question, Eddie. 38 attorney generals have stated that the Commerce Clause gives the government no power to come into the states and order people to buy something from a private interest. It's just outrageously illegal on its face. But more than that, you have the way the votes were bought with political money to certain states. You have the way unions are exempt from the health care taxes and from the Cadillac plan taxes. So it's unjust weights and measures. This is taxation without representation. There are scores of new taxes that are unfairly apportioned. So we need to have the state legislatures, not just the attorney generals, pass laws saying in our state it's illegal to implement this. And that is what the 10th Amendment and 9th Amendment are all about. Mark in Oregon, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex.
Welcome.
A bit of classified information. My grandfather's brother's dying of Alzheimer's, or he has already died, but he told me he set off the Taiwanese coast with a nuke bomb under his Douglas plane and was waiting for orders after MacArthur had been fired for wanting to drop 26 across North Korea. He was a Navy military man for his whole life, and he was so distraught at the way this was going. And you can tell I am just by
You're talking about Korea.
Yeah, I'm talking about.
Right, I'm going to let you go because we're talking about health care. You're welcome to call back during the weekday show when we have more time. But it is true that MacArthur was going to drop A-bombs on the communist Chinese when they came across that main line, and that he was ordered not to. So that's on record. And I do know they had nukes in theater, so I have no doubt that your story is true because that's already on record. But thank you so much, Mark. Don't mean to cut you off, but if I'm going to get callers on, I got to move quick here. Ray in Colorado, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. I'm upset about this health care thing, too, because it's not about health care. I'm so sick of that phrase. It's a lie, lie, lie. There is a gun grab in it, isn't there?
Well, they already have this under federal regulations, but it codifies it to another level that they make pediatricians and other doctors ask you about firearms in the home, and they ask your children when they've got them behind closed doors at the doctor's visit if mommy and daddy own firearms. Then they report you to CPS as if the guns are illegal when they're not. So it turns doctors and others into secret police, and there is more funding under the preventative measure along that line.
Well, I just wanted to let you know, in yesterday, March 20th, in the Denver metro area, there was a gun show called Tanner Gun Show, and there was a loaded pistol on a dealer's table, and someone picked it up, and it discharged and shot another attendee.
Sounds staged.
Yeah, that's what I thought, too, because the news made a big deal about, oh, how can this happen? This has never happened before, and we're going to investigate. I looked in the Denver Post today, the Sunday issue, not one word about this discharged pistol. So I think it's a false flag thing. I think it's a stage thing.
Well, we know they did fake arrests here in Austin.
I think there's more and more of that kind of stuff.
We know they did fake arrests at the gun show here, and it turned out it was fake with the cops or the media. I appreciate your call. Look, bottom line, and there's a lot of other criminality and unconstitutionality and discrimination in the bill, but bottom line, they didn't release this bill until yesterday. They didn't release 2,700 pages in full until yesterday. Why? They didn't want you to have a chance to read it. And so after it passes, we'll learn even more about the 2,700 pages. We'll learn even more about what's going on and happening. But the bill, according to Reuters, none of it kicks in for 3 years, 2013. Part of it 2015, the rest 2018. So there is no free health care. All it is a wealth redistribution to the big banks, to the government, more money. The government's run by offshore banks. They want more money. More and more of your tax money goes for interest on the debt. Just like Greece has to give up its islands and land to the banks through the scam, that's all this is. It's a new tax sold as health care for the people. Let's go to George in Connecticut. George, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. I'm just wondering, there's 2 points I wanted to make quickly. One, why can't we use his phony, executive order as a means to show, look, if it's not legal when he does this bill, then all his executive orders are garbage and that they're unconstitutional. The second point is, why can't we go after get really organized? Let's use something like meetup.com, Facebook, things like that. If a stupid coffee party can get together, even if it's small groups, so fast, and get the school kids educated from all top to bottom.
I hear you. Great points, George. Let me comment on that when we come back after this break. Look, the executive order, Obama can selectively enforce an executive order. Congress lets him do that. He can order the bureaucracy not to have the paid-for abortions. But the law trumps it, so he's going to claim an executive order, but then not enforce it.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress. And they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com.
or watch it online right now in super high quality at prisonplanet.tv.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. 346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
I want to jam in some final calls, but I said I'd get into the nanny state and understanding the bigger picture. Big Fortune 100 corporations run the government. They use the government to take your tax money, to control your life and expand their power. Look at this. Body scans eventually mandatory, TSA official says, Chicago Tribune. Of course they're going to be mandatory. They've got mobile trucks they're going to have out on the streets. Look at this. Bill automatically allows power company to regulate your home temperature. These are going in nationwide. That's out of Salt Lake City, KCLTV. Here's another one. Bill would track sales of cold meds in the name of stopping methamphetamine. It's just everything surveilling you. All illegal, all violations of law by a criminal government. But before I take a few final calls, I want to play this trailer for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers and for radio listeners. You can watch the trailer for Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA, up at Infowars.com. We put out Friday. And Jason Burmes' new film, Invisible Empire, A New World Order Defined. This explains the globalists who are determined to destroy this nation. Here it is.
You know, there is such a thing as insidious influence. Does it involve bribery? And does it involve some sort of psychological domination of individuals?
But what does the New World Order mean for countries like ours?
A New World Order?
No world order that elevates one nation or group of people over another will succeed.
It's a phrase that I often use myself, that we needed a new world order.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
The whole concept of new world order is something else. It really says that the state is God.
You take the roots of that organization and you find out that they created in all of the British dependencies what they call round table groups. Then around those little round table groups, they created front groups.
We're getting to two levels of government here. One level of government where we have checks and balances, and a higher level of COG government where the constitutional authorities are not allowed to go.
Back then, it wasn't politically wise to be aligned with what his party's right wing considered a shadow world government.
The New World Order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
This is the third leg of the New World Order.
That's why it's important. The people running this country are determined to destroy it.
Invisible Empire, a New World Order defined. It's got Ron Paul exposing the New World Order, you name it. Pre-order the DVD at InfoWars.com. Ships on or before April 15th. Get it first. Also see it in super high quality April 15th at PrisonPlanet.com. TV. But continuing, the government is taking over the internet, openly saying the president can shut it down or restrict free speech. They're taking over all of our industry, selectively enforced however the president wants. The Congress won't pass the bill. He just says the bureaucracy is going to do it. They're taking over the auto industry. They're taking over the local police, federalizing them with a hate crime bill they passed last year. This is what's happening. And I'll take some final calls, but in closing, I'll cover this more next week. This broke on Friday. Associated Press, Raw Story, you name it, revealed. Give me a document cam shot of this. Ashcroft, Tenet, Rumsfeld warned 9/11 Commission about line not to cross, that they were not, this is a commission appointed by Bush, not allowed to investigate the attacks themselves. And six of the ten have said it's a criminal cover-up. That's even been here and there in the Washington Post and New York Times. That's why we have 9/11 Truth. This was used to launch the wars, to set up the police state. We have the internal Homeland Security documents we got over a year ago from law enforcement that broke nationally when we put them out. Confirmed that American people, gun owners, conservatives, you are the target of the police state, not CIA-run Arabs, Al-Qaeda, over in Afghanistan. And here is the actual White House document from the vice president to the commission saying you will not look at any of this. Do you understand? You will simply call for a big, fat police state. You Republicans out there that love torture and the Patriot Act and fake wars, if the globalists will kill a million Iraqis for some weapon sales and oil, you don't think they won't screw you, won't rob you, won't nail your butt to the wall? You think you're protected from tyranny? You think you can take somebody else's rights and not have your rights taken? You like military tribunals? They're made for you. Animal ID, premises ID to take your ranches and farms. This is the reality. Chris in Kentucky, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex.
Welcome.
Alex.
Yes.
I'm just outraged. I'm absolutely outraged. This health care bill is it's going to go further than that. I believe in the government training camps with all the health care benefits they do to the states and federalize this, they're going to create a new disease, and they're going to get those mercury-infested shots to your children.
Oh, they've got, look, they tried forced inoculations in multiple states, and the feds tried it, and they've been taking everybody's blood under an international treaty since 1973. I told people that 14 years ago. Now it's mainstream news. It's a lawless criminal group. They got laptops watching kids at home that the government gives them. I mean, it's just wall to wall, Chris.
Absolutely. And you're talking about the Homeland Security mobile units. I believe someday the Kentucky Derby's going to have that, and that's coming close.
They have troops there the last 5 years. Chris, I appreciate your call. All part of the conditioning. Jim in New York, you're on the air.
Yes, Alex.
Okay, lost his
question.
Go ahead.
I have two questions. I have a hard time sometimes. I listen to following you. It's not your fault, but I'm not being critical of you. It's my inability to understand what you're saying. The two questions relate to this health care bill. How do the corporations, benefit by this. In other words, the insurance companies.
Okay.
And number two, right, number two would be, you can answer both of them, is for instance, I attend Mount Sinai for medical issues I have in New York.
Great hospital.
And the doctor, what is it?
That's a great hospital.
I don't know about that, but in any event, they're right in league with this stuff. You know, the heads of the department, I know a few of them. I've been doing it for 5 years, and the guy thinks this is the greatest thing since sliced bread. How do they benefit by this?
Okay, I appreciate your call. There are a lot of socialist and communist doctors who think it's morally good, who haven't read the bill. They buy the hype. Just because a doctor knows how to remove a breast cancer tumor doesn't mean they know how to read the bill or have read it. They're just watching CNN. Look, the insurance companies have said on record that they helped write this bill. This will make 35 to 40 million people who don't have insurance buy insurance. And it allows them to have the government lower the standard of care and allow them to restrict how much money someone can spend in their treatment. So it lowers the standard of care. This is all about cost savings. They raise taxes, don't start giving you benefits for 3, 5, and then 8 years. The final benefits come in 2018. That's Reuters. That's in the bill. And so it's like the banks saying it's a banker bailout to help people's housing loans, and then none of the money went to that. It's a bait and switch, sir. JJ in Texas. JJ, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. I have a couple of things. Reid was the former majority leader, right? About a week and a half ago, his wife and kid got hit by a driver. The wife's back got broken, face lacerations on the child, the nose broken, neck broken on the wife.
Cars are dangerous, number one cause of death.
Well, the driver gets off with a reckless driving charge, causes three other cars to wreck. Now
okay.
The majority leader is Steny Hoyer, oddly enough. Now, another thing, this slaughter woman who heads the Senate Rules Committee, who concocts all these, like, crazy rules and deeming rules and this, that, and the slaughter whatever amendment
she
makes up. Quickly, okay, well, she was mentioned in the Chicago gun ban. And at the Cato Institute, the lawyers who were lawyers against the plaintiff, who did come out of nowhere because the ban had been going for 7 years, they said that it was the gem of the Constitution. They were ready to get rid of it, and they never thought they'd get there through guns. It involved
Man, I got to let you go in 10 seconds.
Eminent domain rights, the right to work.
I got to let you go. Show's over, ma'am. Sorry. Yes. The government will kick out one group of plaintiffs and bring in another group to lose the legislation or to lose the court case. Now, look, here's the final equation. You know the government has raped and robbed and lied about every other major issue. You know this bill's a scam and a fraud and raises all these taxes. You know the government, even if it meant well, couldn't run health care and is going to screw it up. They admit the government is going to set policies for medicine. The government is going to be your doctor now. This is about making you an indentured servant, a slave to the government, to the system, and making you dependent on the system, domesticating you. That's what all this is about. Let's use it as a wake-up call to take our government and our country back. The elite are not invincible. If you decide to take action and take our nation back, we can defeat these globalists. Great job, crew. Back tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central. Burmese is coming up with more of your calls. Stay with us.
Hi, Ted Anderson announcing a great way to listen to radio on the telephone. By calling 760-569-7700, you'll be hearing GCNLive.com programs in seconds. Come to GCNLive.com, find your favorite host's dedicated phone number, and hear them 24/7. You heard me right, every show has a dedicated phone number. Stop by GCNLive.com and bookmark their number today. And again, that's 760-569-7700. We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.